Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you today?
Hi, Shanta. I'm calling because I have a receipt here that says that my product was delivered, but I do not have it.
Okay, yes, sir. I can definitely take a look for you there. May I start off by getting your zip code?
77338.
Okay. And your first and last name, please?
Edwin Love.
Okay, Mr. Love. And you say that is 77338?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get the spelling of your first name?
E-D-W-I-N.
Okay, Mr. Love. I'm not pulling up any information of an order that you placed. When did you place the order?
I forgot what it was on the 20th.
Okay. All right. So I did try by using your zip code, then your first and last name. Let me try to do a search by you.
I have an order number.
You have an order number?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's that order number?
33EC0AB3C1.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that because you're coming in a little muffled, and I do apologize. You said 33 Eddie Charlie 0 Alpha Charlie 3 Charlie 1.
Alpha Baker 3 Charlie 1.
Okay, I'm sorry. You said Beta, B as a boy?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm still. All right, so we have 33 Eddie Charlie 0 Alpha Beta 3 Charlie 1.
Yep.
Okay, I'm still not pulling up anything. Do you remember the name of the product you ordered?
Let me see. Hold on real quick, I'll tell you.
Now, I can do a search by using the first 6 and the last 4 digits of your card number to see if anything pulls up.
You did the what number?
The first 6 and the last 4.
Okay. Let me see. Here's another number. This is request number. Let me see. Oh, no, that's not you. That's something else. Let me go back. The confirmation.
Did you receive an email with the order confirmation saying what the name of the product was?
Yeah. The product name was the Spark. It's supposed to be a trial.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me one brief moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm just getting you some more information, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I do apologize for that hole. I was able to get some more information about the spark and the pump that you state you ordered. Looks like that's a different department. That's why I wasn't able to locate anything at first. But I do have the number that you can call to reach that company.
Why is your number the one on the screen to call?
It's on your screen. Was it on your statement or was it on the internet?
It's on my emails I got from you guys.
Yeah, it's the fact that that number was a recycled number and it could have just been an error. That would make me go look for another department there. But I do have a direct number, which is 855-233-6548.
Okay, 88, you said 888?
Mm-mm. No, I said 855.
233.
Yes. 6548.
So is that not 6548? That's not my call.
No, because it rerouted you. So I'm not sure that's the number that you dialed. 855-233-6548.
I'm looking at it on my phone. I'm using my cell phone.
Okay. Give me one brief moment, sir. Okay, sir, I'm still here. Give me one more brief moment, okay?
Is this HQ Labs?
Well, we do service over 100 of different products, but I am getting some more assistance from my supervisor, okay?
Okay.
One moment. Okay, yes, sir. So I am still here. I did get authorization from my supervisor to assist. Looks like the number got crossed, and that is in another department. And you said you got the spark and the pump.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be. I got an email saying it was delivered on the 25th, and I do not have it.
Okay. Let me see here. All right, can I get that zip code one more time, please?
77338.
Mr. Edwin Love?
Yep.
And can you verify your address for me?
8507 Vista Dell Drive.
Okay, in Humble, Texas?
Yep.
Okay, all right, give me one moment. Okay, so yes, I am seeing the spark in the pump, and I do see that you did just order that product. So we're going to track it and see exactly where the location is. From what we're showing, it do show that a delivery took place on November 25th. Are you stating that you did not receive it where it says it was delivered on the 25th?
Yeah, I just took a chance and said, well, let me see if it was taking this product so long. I didn't even know that I had this email on the 25th. I just looked at the email that said, here's the tracking number. So let me put the tracking number in and see what comes up. And that's how I found that it was delivered, because I never got a confirmation. I got a confirmation that it had shipped. And that's what I received. So I went to that email and got the tracking number and just put in today, and it came up saying it's been delivered on the 25th. And my other concern is that, you know, how long is the trial period? It's supposed to be for 14 days. So at this point, you know, what happens at the end of the trial period? Am I going to get charged again for something I haven't don't even have? Or what's going to happen here?
No, sir. Since you did give us a call, we are eight, and I do see that you're stating that you have not received it. What I can do is actually add some more time to your trial and actually get that reshipped out to you, okay?
What's the cost of product after the trial period is over with?
All right. Well, now the actual cost of the pump and the spark. Now the spark is $94.97 and the pump is $89.97. But we do wish me to try the product out to, you know, get a good feel of it before actually committing on buying the product. Since I am actually doing a reship for you, I'm going to actually extend that trial out for you till the end of December. So that'll get you to December 30th.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're not pleased or anything of that nature after receiving the product, just give us a call no later than December 30th and just let us know, okay?
Okay, when was the reship when we go out? Is that for today or how long?
Yes, sir. I'm submitting the reship for you today, and that could take no more than about 3 to 4 days to receive it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and your name, I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Shanta.
Shanta. Shanta, I appreciate you.
You're welcome. No problem at all there, Mr. Love. And I do thank you for being patient with me.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you again. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.